Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Wednesday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Bitmain, the Chinese maker of specialized cryptocurrency mining chips, is feeling the cold wind of the crypto winter, laying off employees and closing facilities all over the world. This comes after China's main internet regulator has approved strict new regulations on blockchain information service providers. Among other things, the rules require entities to collect users' real names and national ID numbers or telephone numbers and allow government officials to access that data. On the other hand, HSBC, one of the largest banks in the world, says it settled $250 billion worth of foreign exchange trades using distributed ledger technology in 2018. Apple is set to add USB-C to 2019 iPhones, according to recent sources. The company is also developing a new iPod Touch, though it's unclear what features it will have or when it will launch. Also, Foxconn's revenue fell more than 8% last month, reports Nikkei Asian Review. Foxconn says the drop is due to a large-scale decline in the consumer electronics sector. It follows reports Apple has cut iPhone production by 10%, as Foxconn is a key Apple partner. Apple swapped out 11 million iPhone batteries during its 11-month discounted battery exchange program, reports Daring Fireball. Tim Cook reported the number during an all-hands meeting earlier this month, noting the company traditionally will have swapped 1 million to 2 million power cells over the same period. Microsoft is working on adapting Windows to work on foldable devices. Sources familiar with Microsoft's plans tell The Verge that the software maker is making foldable devices and dual-screen hardware a big investment area for both Windows and Surface. This investment includes adapting Windows itself and its many built-in apps to work across foldable displays and devices with dual screens. Facebook is investing $300 million in local journalism projects amid mounting criticism over fake news on its platform and its role in the demise of regional newspapers. The company said it will be investing in local reporters and newsrooms, as well as helping media organizations to create sustainable business models. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.